Wow, what a great opportunity. You've already made us feel very, very welcome here. You know why? It's good to see Pat over here and Sandy over here and Becky down here and Dave up here and Elise up here. And it's your son, right? Carter? Wow. But not only that, we're international. Wow. Don't you get excited about international things? Probably not if you haven't traveled much. If you're just a Michigander like I had been for so many years, it's a difference. But my, from Japan and from Colombia and all the other things, we've come together. You've really made us feel at home because our church in Beijing has over 70 nationalities represented. And so we're very grateful to be able to have you be a part of it. And by the way, each of you are a missionary. You realize that? Wherever you're at, whatever the setting, you are a missionary. You're just more local. We decided to go, because of God's calling, clear halfway around the world to China. We have been in Beijing 19 years, all in Beijing. Beijing has 21 million people, you know, give or take. And pollution still is somewhat of a problem. It's getting better. The biggest problem is traffic. You always have to be watching for traffic, always. So if you come and visit us, keep that in mind. That's the number one thing you have to be, watching for traffic. Well, we'd like to start off with a presentation of a PowerPoint that we've put together to give you more idea of what we do and what's happening. And then I'll finish off with sharing God's word. But this is Shirley. I'm Don. She's 72. I'm 71. Oh, I didn't mean to say that exactly that way. We have been together for 50 years. That's amazing, all the ones that are celebrating their 50th. We're going to take the privilege of showing you a couple of slides to remind so you can all celebrate and rejoice in that as well. So I think we're ready, if I can get electronics working here. Where am I supposed to point this? Ready? Are you going to do it or am I going to do it? I point back there. Oh, down there? Up there? Down there. Okay. Wow. This whole thing is almost taken over. You know, when we first went to China, you could get on a subway and actually have a conversation with someone. Now you get on the subway, they're either sleeping or on their social media. You know, watching a movie, reading a book, whatever. And I think that is detrimental to societies all over the world, and especially here. Our young people are being further or farther removed from relationships that can last. It's always texting or game. Well, anyway, that's another whole sermon. Okay, so some of the updates. We're located right here in Beijing, Dalian, we've been there. You see North Korea, South Korea, Mongolia, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Vietnam over here, Thailand, the Philippines, Hong Kong. Now you are Asian-oriented. And this gives you an idea where we're located. And, of course, China, almost 1.4 billion now, 21 million in Beijing, and the party, the ruling party, has 100 million. So there's a lot of people that are not part of the party, and just to let you know. But I'm going to let my wife, Shirley, just in a moment, well, you won't speak on that. See, we did celebrate 50 years. Just wanted to make sure you knew that. Also, you see that drawing in the back? Many of you know our youngest son is an artist, and he did that upside down and then flipped it. And, of course, Shirley said, make it a little younger than what we are now. So there we are. And this was in Florida, Boca Raton. That's our clan. Several years ago, we finally got a picture, but it's minus one. That's 26, and this little guy was 27. He's 3 years old now. By the way, we have two of our grandchildren here with us with some of their friends. Tiana, why don't you give a wave? Dion, give a wave. They're in college. We have five in college this coming year. So we're moving right along. This is looking outside our our apartment. By the way, to have that many people in one area, a lot of high-rises. Most of you know that from the past. We live on the 24th floor now. So I always tease, depending on the direction that the earth is turning and where heaven is or where Jesus is going to meet us, we're going to beat you there because we're on the 24th floor. I don't know if that's true. Probably not. Anyway, this is my favorite place. This actually is a small half-court basketball swimming pool down in there. But probably in this housing area, there are more people than in my hometown of Perry, Michigan. And so we're just inundated with people. So there's great, 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 great opportunities. This is our building is here to the right. This is our main street. And so we have a great marker or land guide, Panda Bears. And to validate it, here's a young lady. She loves panda bears, I know that. Now, this was a couple, I think we told you before, when we first went to China, this gentleman on the right had just gotten out of prison. He had been there 2 years, and he had shared his faith constantly as a Chinese in the prison. By the way, he was in prison because of his faith. But because he has a family, this is his daughter and his son and his wife, he decided to get out of prison. Otherwise, I think he would have stayed in prison because he was having such a remarkable response from the prisoners, and they really wanted him to stay. And so we, from time to time, have contact with him, but they watch him all the time. If he goes away for a while, then they have different officials come and question him. Where's he been? What's he been doing? And so on. So we don't contact very often because it's just more of a high risk. That's his daughter. The reason we continue with her is because she went to Thailand as a first missionary from their Chinese church and worked with a lot of AIDS people. And then she met this gentleman. Oops, I'm going the wrong way. This technology. He's a Thai. So they were married, and now they teach at a university. She teaches Chinese to the Thai students there, and he teaches law classes to the Thai students. And I'm going to let Shirley take over at this time. There is a microphone, I think, here. It's a red one.
Okay. Hello. All right, this is a picture of my friend Sharon. Her name is Shui Mei, but we call her Sharon. She used to work with me, and I've told you about her before, but wanted to show you this picture to show you that their family is continuing to progress in loving the Lord. Her husband is a believer now. The two boys say they are believers, but that little boy is the one that fell out the eighth floor window a few years ago. And we just wanted you to know that he is doing well, very, very well. Anyway, Sharon's mom and dad now have become believers, and actually Peng Peng's parents are considering it. However, they are in the party, so it's more difficult for them. Oops. All right, and this is my friend Tina. She's one of our neighbors in the next tower over. She's the one whose little girl, Cece, has had leukemia. And so we've been putting a lot of time and effort into them. However, they're not believers yet, but they are open to listening to us. actually all the time. She comes over, and we spend a lot of time talking and praying over many of the needs that they have.
This is Cece.
And Cece is there, yes. Now they have a little boy who's 2 years old. Actually, China now lets them have 2 children, but they could have anyway because they're both single children in their family. This is our friend Tata. Now, we write about these people, but we never tell you their names, right? And we're sorry about that, but we try to keep all of this, quiet as far as sending out the news all over the world. Anyway, Tata came to our house, it's been almost 3 years ago now, but she still comes every Monday night. And we did the study of chronological study, Story of Hope, and the Way to Joy with her. And we've done many other things with her now. But she came, the first night she came, she wasn't really wanting to come. Her sister invited her to come to our house for this study. Well, she didn't know what it was all about. All she knew was she knew nothing about the Bible, had never looked at one, and she actually was thinking it was going to be a very boring time. But by the time we finished the very first night, she was so excited about the things, because we talked about God and creation. She was so excited about it. She said, "This is really a personal book, a personal letter." And so she began to believe. And now she's a strong believer, but she's facing a difficult situation right now because her family's decided she's too old, she's got to get married. And so they picked out a guy for her. However, he's not a believer. And even though he says he's interested, we're concerned about that, and so is she. But just pray that she'll have wisdom and know how to handle this, especially with her mother, who is insisting on this. Actually, her mother listens to her and reads Bible with her, and is maybe going to become a believer herself. All right, this lady here with her little girl, her name is Mao Lauscher. Lauscher means teacher. So she worked with Don in his school, another school, for 3 years, and became quite familiar with us and our family. Well, Don gave her Bible one time for a gift. But it wasn't until like 3 years later, this year, she called us up or talked to Don and asked if I could come and if I would teach her the Bible. So I said, of course. And we had told them 3 years earlier that if they were ever interested, we'd be glad to teach them. So she comes every Saturday morning, and her husband stays home with the kids. But she comes every Saturday, studies with us. But she's so exciting to teach because you can see in the next picture, this is how she does. She looks through the book, reads all the passages. The first time she came to me, she had already read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And she was also reading through the Gospels. So she really came quite prepared because she said she wanted to believe. Well, I don't know if it was 2 or 3 weeks or whatever, really not very much time, she said, "I really want to ask Jesus to be my Savior." So now she's really trying to live for God. But she always takes notes. She writes in her Bible notes and things like that. So she's very, very interested in following the Lord. She's teaching her husband at home, she says, and her two little children. She plans to teach them more things about God, too. All right, Alanka and Tony, don't have a picture here of them, but Alanka and Tony lived in America for a short time, and they attended a little Baptist church up in Wisconsin. And at that place, Alanka accepted Jesus as her Savior. They didn't know anything about God at all till this happened, till they came to America and started studying. Anyway, Alanka became a believer. Tony has been considering it, but this year they asked if we would teach them. So they came over, and every Sunday night, almost Sunday nights, and Don would be the teacher, but we had a really good time studying together. Now, Tony is saying that he believes all these things. However, he also has a problem. The problem is his company has already picked him out to be a party member, and he's pretty much under probation right now. But I think the way it sounds, it doesn't sound like he has much choice. But he's trying to figure out what to do about this. Basically, he thinks, well, if I believe it in my heart, that's okay. But we just pray God will give him wisdom on what kind of decisions he makes in this area. God gives us many, many opportunities to have people in our home to study. And so we've been thankful for that. Some do not accept the Lord, but they've received the message. But more of them accept the Lord than not. And we keep up with them from time to time. Now, here's a picture of our kids' church children performing on stage at our church. I've been a coordinator for our kids' church now for these 4 years. Before that, I've always been a Sunday school teacher there, but we switched to kids' church. We have 6 to 11-year-olds, and usually at 11 o'clock, we have anywhere from 40 to 70 children. And we have small groups, large group, and all that. It works out really well. But I've been happy to be a part of that ministry for Sunday school ever since we were there, except for the first 2 years, I think. So I guess that's it for me. Thank you for all your prayers for us.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, missionaries get excited about what they're doing, right? So I want to ask you right now, are you excited about what you're doing? Are you excited about what you're doing? That's too bad. You need to get excited. You know, God says where two or three are gathered, guess who's with us today? And you know, he wants us to celebrate. That's hard to do many times because we go through the challenges, we go through the suffering, we go through the heartache, we go through a lot of things as human beings, but in the midst of it, God says to rejoice. Count it joy. And that's the most difficult thing to do, maybe, for some of us. But we should celebrate today. In fact, our theme for this coming school year for our school is Choose Joy. These are most of our elementary students that I have the privilege of working with. And so, as Shirley talked about the party, that's the Communist Party, and they believe in atheism, and so they don't want anyone coming in with religious intent. They are bent on that being that way, and that's why it's such a big deal. A little of the scenery. This is the old CCTV tower. Dave Houghton should remember that. I think it's about, 300 meters? Something like that. But at the top, there's a revolving restaurant. So if you want a different experience in eating out, come to Beijing. Also, this is the new CCTV tower. And CGTV is around the world now. They have 5 different locations, 1 in Washington, D.C. It's interesting how they report the news, though, there in China. Would be remiss without mentioning the Great Wall. It's a great experience. We've camped out on the wall. We've had teams over. It's just been a very marvelous and interesting experience to be on the Great Wall, having a sunset, and then enjoying the sunrise. Of course, this is Tiananmen Square. They still have a picture of Mao Zedong, and possibly, I don't know, the new leader or the leader of the last 5 years of Xi Jinping has now made himself the permanent leader. So it used to be 5. Could be reelected for 5. Ours is 4 and 4. Theirs is 5 and 5. But that's no longer the case. Just this year, the party voted him in. So we don't know what that all means, but it may be more challenging times ahead. This is, they call it Temple of Heaven. A lot of background to that. This is Summer Palace. These are some of the major sites that if you came to Beijing that you probably would want to see, or your foreign host would want to take you. This is the bird's nest. This is built for the 2008 Olympics. Quite a construction. This is one near our home. I don't know even what they call it, but it's there. And here are some more, just to give you an idea of some of the buildings. But what do we need to remember in all of this? Well, it's this. Love God, love people, and serve others. How are you serving people? I mentioned in Sunday school class this morning, because my life verses, and especially verse 10 of Galatians 6, has to do with doing good to all people, but especially the household of faith. Just look around you right now. Look who's part of this household of faith. At least most of you. Some are visitors and so on. But we should be doing good to one another. It would change the dynamic of the whole church if we went out of our way to start doing a lot of good to each other. Sometimes, though, it's like, oh no, there's that missionary again from China. We've seen him for 19 years. Come on, can't you get a new face? Is that kind of an attitude? Or even with one another? Now, it's always interesting to me that there's two sides to the congregation here. That's okay. And I've been in churches where one side was just for the ladies and one side was just for the gentlemen. But I'm saying, especially in this day and age, we need to do good for one another. And it's not easy sometimes. We serve God by sharing His word with others. When's the last time you actually shared God's word? Of course, we need to hide it in our hearts first so we can share it, right? But when's the last time that you did it? Another familiar verse. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Don't miss the next phrases or words. Which God prepared beforehand. This was all prepared beforehand. God prepared it. What a preparation. You know, in my schooling, I've had the school board say, you need to have a plan. You need to have a 3-year plan, a 5-year plan. You need to have things planned. Yes, we do have plans. But God has prepared the plan for your life way beforehand, right? We need to fit into it and go with what He has for us and understand that. That we should walk in them. Walking in the good works. Walking in those things that are important. Serve one another in love. In love. Not out of obligation. Not out of certain expectations, but in love. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. That same emphasis that we should have. As each one has received a gift, and you have, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have at least one gift. Right? How many believe that? Good. And many of you will have what we call a gift mix. Mine are three: teaching, administrating, and helps. And when I was teaching in the classroom, I could do all three of those. So when I'm administrating, I can do all three of those. When I'm teaching a Sunday school class, I can do all three of those. I'm a happy camper when I'm doing those things. I enjoy that opportunity. So you need, if you haven't, know what your spiritual gift is. Use it at work. Use it around your friends. Use it in the church. You will be happier. You will be more fulfilled. I don't know if you've thought about this before, something like this. Let's step back for a second and put a few thoughts together. Before all creation, or all of creation, God prepared some ministry opportunities for you to do. God created you. He sent Jesus Christ to make a relationship possible with you. He called you. He saved you. He gave you His Holy Spirit. He wants you to share the gospel. He gave you a spiritual gift. He gave you the power of the Spirit to minister to the body with that gift. He identified the works He wants you to do. He put a passion in your heart. He gave you a personal style. He promises His continued activity and presence. Is there anything else God could do? If there is, add it to that and realize what you have in Jesus Christ. Wow. I know some churches I've been in, there's an amen to that. But that's okay. I understand. So Jesus first, others second, yourself last. Please remember that. Are you a servant of God? Where will you serve? Where will it be for you? Where's your vineyard? Where's your spiritual vineyard that you can be in? Is it here at Grove? Then do everything you can in that vineyard. If it's in Colombia, do everything you can. If it's in Japan, do everything you can. I'm going to ask back there, if you will switch to the other one and go to the last slide, because I really would like to share this with us today. You know, most of us know how to Sunday. We're here on Sunday morning. We're doing what we do on Sunday. But have you ever thought about how to Monday? What's tomorrow? Oh, good. I'm glad you're with me. So, first, God knows what's happening this week. You and I don't know totally, but God does. He's not taken by any surprises, right? He knows what your week is going to hold, where you're going to travel, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and so on. But we need to remember, God knows what's happening this week, totally, completely. He knows who you're going to meet. He knows what challenges you're going to have. He knows every detail of what's going to happen in your life. So that's Monday through Saturday. Let's recognize that. God is prepared for the week. He already knows it. How about us? God is everywhere you're going this week. You won't go alone. If you know Jesus, you don't go alone. You don't go by yourself. You go with company. You go with tremendous amount of authority, wisdom, hopefully energy, compassion, those things that make you who you are and what you can deliver to others. So remember, God is everywhere you're going this week. Even in those meetings that you're not looking forward to. Maybe even that relative you're not looking forward to visit with. God is right there with you. Also, God will supply what you need this week. God doesn't lack anything. So if we need something, if there's a resource or something that should be, it will be available. It will be available. I wasn't going to share this, but it's such a blessing to Shirley and I. And this doesn't normally happen. For the last 3 years, this is the third year now, there is a Chinese couple, believers, in Beijing, attending our church. And by the way, the one service, there are multiple services. There's Mandarin, there's Cantonese, there's Russian, there's Japanese, there's Filipino. Of course, and we go to the English service. But this couple, he's a businessman. They are relative well-to-do, but they have taken us under their wing, if I can say that, financially. So for the last 3 years, they have paid for the transportation of us coming home and going back to China and while we're here in America. Now, is that a blessing? Oh, man. What a blessing. Did we ask for that? Well, we pray for God meeting our needs. And when that was first spoken, we couldn't believe it. And then to have it for 2 more years has been amazing. But it's purely because God will supply what you need this week and next week, next month, next year, next decade, and for one dear sister, next century. Right? He will supply. Also, number four, God loves the people you'll interact with this week. Regardless of what your level of emotional attachment is to an individual that you will meet, God loves them. He died for them. So he's already one step ahead of you and me. And so be ready for this week to be maybe a life-changing week as it's never been before, because you recognize what God wants to do with you, for you. And then finally, God is ready for you to be honest this week. A lot of times we're just not honest with what's going on. We're not honest with our feelings. We're not honest with what we have to deal with. But God is ready for us to be honest. If you're afraid of something, if you have a fear, be honest with God. If you just don't know what's going to happen, be honest with God. And don't always try to do it yourself. Really, always try to do it with God. He'll be right there in that meeting. He'll be right there when you have a sick child. He'll be right there when you're traveling. Right? We know that up here. But we need to get it in our hearts and then get it out in our actions so it makes a tremendous difference, no matter who we are and where we're going and what we're doing. So my prayer is for this congregation and the people here especially, that we know how to Monday through Saturday, as well as or better than we know how to Sunday. Sunday's an easier time. I don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. I don't even know what I'm going to face other than we're leaving tomorrow for China, trying to get all this luggage packed and go back. By the way, pray for us. We're the worst packers in the world. Honestly. We probably couldn't know. I won't even say that. Anyway, we're the worst packers in the world. Right, dear? She's going like that. That means yes. Okay. But God wants to do special things with you right here. May he be able to do it. And again, thank you so much for your prayers over the years, the support, the love generated, all that you've done for us. We can't thank you enough. And especially today, thank you for being so international. Father, we thank you for your love. And I just pray right now, if there's one that doesn't know you, then the quietness of this moment, that they would want to make that decision. They would want to come to you to know Jesus Christ. I just feel I would be remiss if I didn't at least offer the opportunity. So if you're here today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ and you have an interest and you want to know, would you be willing to slip up your hand and put it right back down? No one else looking around, just you. Anyone? Let me ask a second question. And I won't even ask for a show of hands. I just want you to determine in your heart that you will know better and do better at how to Monday through Saturday, as well as Sunday. And that you would determine to maybe take these 5 points or others that would motivate you to go even beyond what you've done in the past. And may God bless you as you commit to that, if you do. Thank you for our time together during this time. I thank you for Pastor and his family for allowing us to be here. I know there are other missionaries that would love to share in this moment. But Lord, thank you for allowing us to be part of this family. And we truly feel it's a family. Because the family of God is strong, is united, and needs to move forward for the kingdom's sake. I thank you and I praise you, dear God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, your work in our lives, that you would continue to minister to us and through us, that others would come to know you. And we pray these things in the precious, wonderful, and strong name, powerful name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Pastor?